Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Vials of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine are being loaded onto trucks and planes for delivery to all 50 states today. The first injections are due to begin tomorrow. But the University of Minnesota infectious disease expert, Dr. Michael Osterholm, says the vaccine alone won't curb the spread.
A lot of this pandemic is still in our control. If we, in fact, don't swap air with others, meaning we don't put ourselves in a place where we are breathing the air that somebody else has just breathed out, who's not a member of our pod, our family. That means we can do a lot to reduce the number of new cases.
Just yesterday, more than 219,000 new cases were confirmed. Clashes broke out in Washington, D.C. last night after a rally by supporters of President Trump's effort to overturn the election. Four people were stabbed. On the other side of the country, in Olympia, Washington, one person was shot after pro-Trump and anti-fascist protesters clashed at the state capitol. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network reports.
The shooting happened at a visitor's parking lot on the Capitol campus. Robert Zerfing is a conservative YouTuber who was taking video of the protests. He says a group of what appeared to be Trump supporters were returning to their cars when protesters with opposing views rushed forward.
And that's when I heard the shot. I was looking everywhere. There was a lot of stuff going on. Everybody was zipping out.
No details about the victim or their injuries were immediately known. The shooting followed a series of chaotic clashes involving about 200 protesters on and near Washington's Capitol campus. A similar shooting happened near the Capitol last weekend. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
Tensions between Iran and several European countries are intensifying after Tehran executed a dissident journalist yesterday. France, Germany, Austria, and Italy have all pulled out of a business forum planned by Tehran this week. Iran has summoned some critical Western diplomats. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the journalist had been living in exile before he was tricked into returning to Iran.
47-year-old Ruhollah Zam headed Ahmad News, which inspired anti-government protesters who took to the streets in 2017. Last year, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it had captured Zam in Iraq as part of what it called a complex operation without giving details. Zam had been living for years in France, and the French Foreign Ministry condemned what it called the barbaric and unacceptable execution. Reporters Without Borders also condemned the execution, and Amnesty International called on the international community to pressure Iran to halt their, quote, use of the death penalty as a weapon of political repression. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR. President Trump repeated his vow to veto the annual defense bill in a tweet today. The House and Senate passed the legislation with veto-proof majorities, so Congress can override a veto. In Guatemala, anti-government protesters gathered in the nation's capital for the fourth consecutive weekend, demanding the country's president resign. But as Maria Martin reports, this time protesters added an artistic spin to their demonstration.
Guatemalan protesters this weekend used art to get their message across, playing music and reciting poetry, which called for the resignation of President Alejandro Yamatei and an end to corruption. As if not to be outdone, a group of police picked up instruments and began their own recital. This was a very different scene from that of the first protest on November 21st, when police were accused of excessive use of force and many protesters were injured. The ongoing protests were sparked by the passage of a budget which cut social programs in favor of government pet projects and increased meal allowances for the Congress. Protesters vowed to continue actions until real change comes to Guatemala. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua Guatemala.
Actress Carol Sutton has died. She performed on stage, TV, and in film, including Monsters Ball, Ray, and The Help. Sutton died of complications from the coronavirus at 76. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.